Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Whether they were rescues from the winter weather or permanent tenants, indoor plants will have different needs than plants growing outside. There are many ways that homeowners can hinder their indoor plants, but we'll discuss how that can be avoided. It will also be important to note some common indoor plants that are more suited to life on the inside. The number one mistake that commonly happens with indoor plants is overwatering. It happens all the time, where somebody sees that their plant is looking bad, so they want to water it. Plants that get overwatered will often see root damage. This is because the oxygen-rich airspace in the soil or potting mix gets replaced with water. Eventually, the stress can lead to root damage, or root rot, which is a silent killer. While you shouldn't manhandle the plant's precious root system, popping it out of the pot for a quick examination can be a lifesaver. Healthy roots should be plump and white, with plenty of root hairs for absorbing nutrients and water. If you notice brown, stunted, or mushy roots, you may need to take action. Either repotting or just drying down can fix the immediate moisture issue, but there are causes that should be addressed. Obviously, the first thing to correct is overwatering. This usually means only watering when the top 1 to 2 inches of soil is dry, or the second knuckle of your finger. You should also evaluate the water-holding saucer, making sure that it isn't constantly full of water. Emptying the saucer will give the soil a break from constant moisture. Reminder that this saucer is just for collecting excess drainage and should not be used to bottom water, unless the plant needs it. You could also reevaluate your pot size. Keep in mind that plants only need enough room in their pots for their roots to fit and maybe grow an inch or two. Some plants, like Monstera, prefer to be more tightly rooted. The next biggest concern with growing plants in a building is the lack of light. Light is the main food source of plants, so they need a lot of it. Some indoor-specific plants may have lower light requirements, but anything you bring from the outdoors in, or any other non-shady plants, will need more. Most tropical-type plants, like palms and succulents, will want more or even direct sunlight. This is most often found on a southern window in winter, but east and west windows will also work. Low light requirements are common for ferns and snake plant. North windows often have the least light, but any window can work if the plant is far enough away or tucked around the wall a bit. The most common symptom of a plant with too little light is etiolation. Now this is just a fancy way of saying the plant is leggy. Leggy plants will have elongated stems, as if it were reaching for a light source. Grow lights are a great way to provide light, especially in a windowless room. Too much water and too little light are often difficult for plants. The best thing to give an indoor plant is consistent and not overbearing care. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.